glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Coming up on today's program, Steve Daniels from the nonprofit ministry Refuge Ranch in Rochester, Illinois, will join us to tell us about that ministry and to give you an invitation to join them for a fun, family-friendly event on October 1st. And WLUJ station manager Joyce Mankey will be here a little later in the program as we reach into the mailbag to share some great news media listener letters. The Bible says that all of our days were planned by God before we were even born, but the enemy also desires to impose his will on our lives. It's up to us which plan we subscribe to. When Satan seeks to come against us, Jesus promises to pray for us. How incredible is that? He doesn't promise to keep us from trials or even to always remove them when they come, but he does say he will pray that our faith won't fail. Faith is the tool we have to defend against the enemy's attacks. Psalm 139, verses 5 through 7 say, "You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence." I'm Tim Nelson. So glad you're here with us on this 22nd day of September for this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
I came to you with my heart in pieces, and found the God with healing in his hands. I turned to you, put everything behind me, and found the God who makes all things new. I look to you, drowning in my questions, and found the God who holds all wisdom. And I trusted you and stepped out on the ocean. You called my hand among the waves, 'cause you're the God of all my days. From you and wandered in the shadows, and found a God who relentlessly pursues. I hid from you, haunted by my failure, and found a God whose grace still covers me. I fell on you, I was at my weakest, and found the God, the lifter of my head. And I've worshipped you and felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the God of all my days. My blindness, God, you are my vision in my bondage. God, you are my freedom in my weakness. God, you are my power. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the color of my day. Each step I take, you make a way, and I will keep.
Steve Daniels and his wife Chris lead a ministry in Rochester, Illinois called Refuge Ranch. Steve joins us on today's program. Tell us about Refuge Ranch and what goes on there.
Refuge Ranch is a nonprofit ministry. We're located on the northwest edge of San Chris State Park. We have a mentored horsemanship program for at-risk kids, and some of the horses that we use are rescued horses. We also have a riding program for kids with disabilities.
How long has the ministry been around?
This is our 15th season.
Well, we've especially got you in today because we want to kind of flag a special event you've got coming up on Saturday, October 1st. Tell us about that.
On Saturday, October 1st, it's a big open barn event. We call it the Maine event, and we creatively took Maine and spelled it M-A-N-E. And it's just a chance to celebrate what God's done at the ranch, and it's open to the public. Runs from 2 to 5 on the 1st. There's all kinds of activities. Horse rides, painting horses, glitter tattoos. There's a silent auction. There's food trucks. It's just a great day to come out and see the ranch. We have a new building that hopefully is going to be completed entirely by the 1st, but it will be available for tours. And anyone who has questions, there's all kinds of questions we can answer. And
from what I've read in your newsletter, it looks like it's just a perfect family-friendly fun day.
Absolutely. We love to have families come out, and you know, it's got activities for all ages, lots of stuff for the kids and the parents. And we have 17 acres, and as I said, we're located near San Chris State Park, and it's just beautiful.
Well, if you're interested in donating an item for a silent auction or getting involved as a sponsor or volunteering to help with this incredible ministry in Rochester, Illinois, where can people contact you or your wife, Chris?
Well, you can send an email to Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at refuge-ranch.org. You could also call and leave a message at the ranch. The phone number is 217-498-7679.
That number again is 217-498-7679. Steve Daniels from Refuge Ranch in Rochester, thank you for joining us.
Holy and just, you are faithful and righteous. You, oh Lord, are my refuge. By your mercy you cover me. You, oh Lord, are my refuge. You are holy and just, you are faithful and righteous. You, oh Lord, are my refuge. By your mercy you shadow of your wings, Lord.
Is it one of those days when you need a reminder of the bigger picture? Remember this: God sees, God knows, and know that He is at work. When you need to make some decisions and you need to make some hard choices, God is going to give you the gifts, the wisdom you need, and that you will need in those moments.
Gather around, children, got a story to tell you about a man who lived long ago. Now he was a leper and he needed a healing, but he didn't know where to go. So the prophet told Naaman to go to Chile, Jordan, and there old Naaman would find that after 7 times into the muddy water, God delivers right on time.
God was in time for the children of Israel to cross the mighty Red Sea. He was on time when the walls of Jericho fell at Joshua's feet. Every time I feel discouraged, don't have to wonder where He'll be. God's been in time, on time, every time for me.
Now there stands little David with a sling in his hand, right before the giant so tall. And it was unlikely then to all of those men, surely Goliath would fall. And when the three Hebrew boys wouldn't bow down to Baal, the king said they'd cross the line. They were thrown into the flame, but then the fourth man came and God delivered right on time.
God was in time for the children of Israel to cross the mighty Red Sea. He was on time when the walls of Jericho fell.
You're listening to Mark and Friends with Tim Nelson. Joyce Mankey is our station manager in Springfield, WLUJ. Joyce, pass along some of those comments that listeners have written down and dropped in the mail to us here recently.
Okay. Kathy from Paxton sends a note and says, "Thank you for all you do. You're such an encouragement to me on the daily basis. God bless you for blessing me and everyone else who listens to your station. You're the best."
Hey, here's what it says: "Mark and staff praying he will bless Great News Radio greatly and continuously. Love to all." And it's signed Marty from Mahomet.
Denny and Sherry write from Gibson City: "So thankful for your radio ministry. Keep up the good works."
All right. You've got one more there. Go ahead and share that if you'd like to, Joyce.
Alice from Springfield writes: "Your station plays the best ever music," and she's listening to the WLLM station.
And we want to say hello to Sue, who stopped by the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason just a couple of days ago to say thank you for all you do. And she took advantage, Joyce, of the table out front where we have all of those new Christian resources from folks like Tony Evans, Dr. Charles Stanley. She actually took a couple of copies of Alistair Begg's new devotional, and those are all available for a donation of any amount.
Great reading material there.
Please know there's always an open invitation for you to join us at our studios in Champaign at Marketplace Mall between Old Navy and Lynn's Crafters, or here in Springfield at 600 West Mason Street. It's good to have you on the air again, Joyce.
Praise God for all that He's done and continues to do, and now we're getting more focused on things we need to do here at the station and enjoying it.
Mark is back with Pastor Jason for the Friday broadcast of Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. and the replay at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time tomorrow on this Great News Media station. We'll close out the program with a group that will be in Springfield at Southern View Chapel this coming Saturday night from 7 to 9:30. Tickets are still available for Keith and Kristen Getty. Ticket information is online at wluj.org. The song they're probably best known for is one that they wrote some years ago. On the version of this song that we'll play for you today, Allison Krauss, who was born in Decatur, Illinois, and grew up in Champaign, accompanies Keith and Kristen Getty with their song, In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all and all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands at victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. A part of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. And no power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Of Christ I stand, and no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ.